From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. With Americans set to elect the new president in 3 days, federal authorities are warning officials in New York, Texas, and Virginia about unspecified threats from Al-Qaeda around Election Day. Authorities sent notices to local and state officials to alert them to the new information. Meantime, both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are campaigning heavily in states where the polls have the outcome too close to call. Speaking to a rally in Florida earlier Saturday, Trump repeated his promise to repeal Obamacare. He made the same announcement during the GOP weekly address Saturday.
I'll tell you what, our country has never been in a situation like it's in right now. Never been. So dishonest. It's a rigged system, folks. I've been saying it. It's a rigged system. And it begins with the media, because the media rigs it. The media rigs it.
A top surrogate for Hillary Clinton, President Obama, told voters in North Carolina Trump is uniquely unqualified to be president.
He is temperamentally unfit to be commander-in-chief. Listen, if you want to keep our military the greatest fighting force that the world has ever known, if you want America to stay strong and respected, then we can't have a commander-in-chief who suggests that it's okay to torture people, that suggests that we should ban entire religions from our country.
Hillary Clinton still holds a slight edge over Trump nationally in the polls. Nigerian army officials say government troops have rescued one of the Chibok schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram Islamic extremists more than 2 years ago. A military spokesman said Saturday the girl was found late Friday carrying a baby boy in Borno State by troops who were screening escapees from a Boko Haram base. The government has vowed to secure the release of nearly 200 girls who remain captive. This is VOA News. A Turkish court is reported to have ordered the arrest Saturday of 9 executives and journalists of the opposition newspaper before their trial. In a case that has sparked international concern about freedom of expression in Turkey, they're charged with links to Kurdish militants and the group blamed for the July 15th coup attempt. On Friday, the United States joined other countries, including France, Germany, and Britain, and the United Nations in expressing concern about Turkey's arrest of pro-Kurdish politicians and throttling of the Internet. Hours after the roundup, a car bomb killed 9 people, wounded more than 100 others near a police station in the southeastern Turkish city of Diyarbakir, where some of the lawmakers were being held. Tens of thousands of South Koreans poured into the streets of downtown Seoul Saturday, demanding the resignation of President Park Geun-hye over a political scandal that has engulfed the nation. The protest came a day after Park apologized on live television for the heartbreaking scandal amid suspicions that she allowed a non-government associate to exercise authority. Catherine Moon with the Brookings Institute, Tushin that is, spoke about the impact the scandal is having on South Koreans.
The scandal has hit people really hard, and it's a conglomeration of accumulated grievances among the Korean society against the powerful and the wealthy, how they spread their money around, how they buy influence, and how politicians and other leaders basically just swallow it.
The scandal has left President Park increasingly isolated and powerless and forced top aides to resign to face possible criminal indictments. Britain's Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn on Saturday called on Prime Minister Theresa May to set out her government's negotiating position on Brexit without delay.
Thursday's High Court decision underlines the necessity that the Prime Minister brings the government's negotiating terms for Brexit to Parliament without delay. We accept and respect the decision of the referendum to leave the European Union, but there must be transparency and accountability to Parliament about the government's plans.
Corbyn's call for action comes in wake of the High Court ruling that lawmakers should be allowed to vote on triggering the Article 15, which will mark the official EU exit process. The government is appealing against the Brexit ruling at the Supreme Court, with a hearing expected next month. Media reports out of China say dozens of highways in the northern part of the country were closed on Saturday morning due to heavy pollution, which has hindered public transportation outside Beijing. Authorities say an orange alert is in effect for heavy pollution. The local government suggested that older people and children should stay indoors. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.